Now, let's find out what's making news in the US for the Kia Sportage with a $1,000 factory bonus.
Richard, afternoon. The US is warning the UN time is running out for a diplomatic solution in North Korea.
Yeah, they're scrambling to deal with this latest threat. You know, it's a game changer. The stark reality is that for the first time, Kim Jong-un has succeeded in test firing a long-range ICBM that can reach US soil, Hawaii and Alaska. They may have to work to sort out how to turn that into a nuclear delivery system. There are complications with it, but who knows? And if they are unable to do that right now, they might be able to do so in a year or two. So that's the backdrop to it all. The US and South Korea have just conducted a rare joint missile exercise off the South Korean coast. As the top American general in South Korea, General Vincent Brooks, says, self-restraint is the only thing stopping war with North Korea. The Allied drill was meant to convey to Kim Jong-un and his cohorts that they would be first targets in the war. But there's no such thing as an easy surgical strike when it comes to all this. The last time the US seriously considered military action in North Korea was in 1994, when the Clinton White House backed off because the Pentagon said this war could leave hundreds of thousands of people dead. North Korea has thousands of artillery pieces along its border with the South. They call it a demilitarized zone. It's pretty militarized, isn't it? And it's believed to have as many as a dozen nuclear bombs capable of hitting much of South Korea and Japan. So is all that still unthinkable? President Trump's UN Ambassador Nikki Haley said at today's urgent session of the UN Security Council,
"The United States is prepared to use the full range of our capabilities to defend ourselves and our allies."
We will use the military if we must, said Haley. Then she said the US soon will present a new slate of sanctions on North Korea, noting that sanctions so far have been completely ineffective.
"The international community can cut off the major sources of hard currency to the North Korean regime. We can restrict the flow of oil to their military and their weapons program. We can increase air and maritime restrictions. We can hold senior regime officials accountable."
That's if they get the backing of other UN nations. So the biggest security crisis of our time now squarely facing President Trump.
President Trump, it's in his court. We'll be talking to an analyst after 5 o'clock too to see what it means for us in this region. Now, mate, what about this new photo that's popped up suggesting Amelia Earhart was captured in her epic Around the World flight?
Pretty interesting. You know, through the years, I've done quite a few stories about her disappearance. In one, it's certainly one of the great mysteries. But now, this newly discovered photograph suggests that she and her navigator, Fred Noonan, survived a crash landing in the Marshall Islands and were taken by the Japanese. Earhart was attempting to become the first woman pilot to fly around the world when her small plane vanished in 1937, this was.
Amelia Earhart and her navigator, Fred Noonan, have come to grief.
Did they survive being blown off course and crashing? For years, local islanders said they did. Now, researcher Les Kinney says he has found a photo in the U.S. National Archive which appears to show Noonan and Earhart on a dock. Noonan's sharply receding hairline is visible, while the woman in the black and white photo has her back to the camera as she looks onto the Japanese ship Koshu, which is carrying something about 11.5 metres in length, the same length as Earhart's plane. If this is it, why has it just emerged? Well, Kinney says,
"This photograph came out of a Navy file, a formerly top secret file in the National Archives, and it was misfiled. And that's the only reason I found it."
Why would it be top secret? Well, there's speculation that it might have been taken by a U.S. spy at the time who was reporting on the Japanese, and that the Americans might not have wanted to put that person in danger. Japanese now have been asked about all this. It's a lot of years on. They say they have no records on it. But this new photo seems to support the idea that Earhart and Noonan were captured, shipped to Saipan, where they later died in Japanese captivity. Yet another huge twist in the saga of the great aviatrix.
Yeah, big twist indeed. Big twist indeed. Richard, thank you. Chat again tomorrow. Richard Arnold in the US.